Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Dr. Ted Prosiv, president and CEO of Versar, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange Alternex, ticker symbol VSR. And Versar is a global project management company. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Prosiv.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
No problem. And start off by telling us about the joint venture through VIAP.
The joint venture is part of an expanding attempt on the part of our company to get into new businesses. You know, as I've been here since about the year 2000, just a little before that, where this company was really just focused on small environmental type contracts, more in the consulting area. Unfortunately, that business was drying up, and we really had to go do something else. As we called it a transformation. We didn't invent that term. We copied that term. As we started transforming, we moved more and more into construction. As construction became a viable business, we were able to capture a nice piece of business with the U.S. government in the Middle East, essentially being their quality assurance contractor for everything that they do there. As we were there in the Middle East, of course, everybody knows that that's a situation that's tenuous and could change. We opted to move into some commercial business in the UAE, which is a very prosperous country, not so much hurt by a lot of the activities that were going on with the other Middle Eastern countries. We were able to capture an early contract, but found that in order to continue in doing business there, that our best bet was to move into a joint venture with individuals that were already engaged there. And we did a little searching. We worked the market. We found the right company, the Jafar Group, and we've now completed the joint venture, and we're about to get our second project there. So the joint venture really was a way to anchor us, establish us, and get us off to a very rapid start in the Middle East in a commercial endeavor there.
Great. And, the joint venture was with Technical Resources International, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on, the business operates in four primary segments, program management, compliance and environmental programs, professional services, as well as national security. So talk a little bit more about some of the, the applications, some of the ways that, you know, they use the business to maximize the customer.
Sure. The real part of the transformation that is been very successful is our move into large program management. We didn't just say we're going to be program managers. We went out and we hired the Program Management Institute. We had a number of our people trained. About 10% of our professionals now are certified program managers. And this allowed us to get away from the small, you know, one-man, one-project type of contracts and move into much larger contracts. So with that, of course, much larger contracts typically are in the area of construction and construction management, quality control management, et cetera. And we've gotten into some very, very interesting type projects. In the construction management area, for instance, we've done a number of recreational facilities in the Southwest. And this is not just a swimming pool. This is the entire complex. It could include a pool, a skate park, a kids' park, the roads, the buildings, the picnic grounds, et cetera. Great projects for multifaceted, multidisciplinary program management teams. Over the last few years, we've had a number of different projects in redesigning mail handling facilities. We have a long-time pedigree in the ability to handle toxic and hazardous materials. And we did some work with a number of clients that where we were able to protect their facilities against things like explosives and chemicals and biologicals and radiation and radioactive materials, et cetera. We've taken that knowledge and that system that we've learned how to develop and taken it to a number of other mail handling facilities for both government and commercial areas. And again, these are large project management in the sense that we We control it from the top down. We pick the technologies, we hire the subcontractors. We do all the things that normally a customer would do, but we do it in a more efficient manner. As we started to expand internationally, the construction services, we had a difficult time figuring out how to move out internationally. Originally, when Iraq, Baghdad, and such became of interest for the restoration side of the business, we were kind of reluctant to get into it, but eventually we found a niche, and that niche was essentially to manage the what they call the government calls Title II services or the quality control. So as if you go to Baghdad or to Kabul in Afghanistan, you'll find the Versar teams basically being the construction inspectors, the QA inspectors, materials inspectors, steel, concrete, all of that. We are working as the U.S. government's agent in their quality control. Also, a very complex project management system. And since then, we've also won a number of construction management jobs in the Middle East, and that essentially spurred us to start the commercial venture that I mentioned earlier.
So, yes, continue talking about some of the how the company is affected by some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned Versar is to capitalize on the trends.
Sure. The moving into this market has really helped in the sense that where we were before in the environmental services, environmental cleanup area, was at that time it was not a strong market. The margins were poor. The volume was poor. That is changing. And while we were moving off into the construction world, we were able to maintain a good core discipline in the compliance and environmental world. And that market is coming back strong, and we're also very well positioned for that market. And that market, of course, handles things like, you know, environmental remediation, pollution prevention, risk assessments, water and air management, and, of course, the word sustainability. We have taken sustainability and defined it as the intersection between construction, environment, and the third one is the sustainability. It's construction, environment, and sustainability. As we pull all those together, we're one of the few companies that have an ability to actually manage all three of those. We have skill sets in all three of those. In fact, we've made a little change to our logo where we, underneath the word Versar, we now added a green-collar company because we're trying to impress our customers and our own employees that we are entering into the green-collar world. We are going to be the leads construction leaders. We are going to be the green environmental company as we move more and more into the future. We positioned ourselves very well to continue to evolve in that direction.
I was just going to ask what are some of the other things that differentiate Versar from other players in your sector.
I think the two things that differentiate us the strongest is one I mentioned earlier, our ability to deal with toxic and hazardous materials, and secondly is our ability to deal with classified materials. We do have a substantial contingent of people that are cleared with the U.S. government, and even though those projects are not well advertised, not well talked about, they are a very, very good source of technology and, of course, of revenue. So those two specialties put us in that position. Adding this green flavor to our company puts us in a very, very strong market position. So I think that will become kind of the third leg of the stool as to what our real specialties are. We have another business that fits very nicely into this, and that's our national security business, where we do homeland security as well as other protective type engineering projects. And it fits very well because even in the green world, even in the construction world, there are always issues of vulnerability. There are always issues of potential threat. There are issues of danger, health and safety monitoring, heat stress monitoring, things like this that where we actually have that part of the component of our projects in-house already. So we can add that to our project management. We can add that to our our systems program and essentially do a one-stop shopping for all the control systems that we would put in for a customer's project.
And in terms of your company's growth, will it be primarily organic, or would you consider strategic acquisitions?
It's actually both. We are working very hard at looking at external growth, at looking for potential acquisitions. We did one last year, a very small one. We needed some cultural resources growth, and we were able to find a nice little company there. We've had a couple of false starts since then. With the market the way it is, it's a little difficult to get accurate evaluations, and that's kind of slowed us down a little bit. But we believe that we can do 10 to 12% growth internally with no problem. The last 2 years we've had dramatic growth, but that's because the internal growth, and that's because we shifted market sectors very, very rapidly. The internal growth is starting to slow down, and we're looking towards an external growth to meet our goals. Our goal is to really double the size of the company every 5 years. And, of course, our profitability goals our profitability goals are in the 8 to 10% range, but we've been exceeding those.
And what other objectives has management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, growth is the key objective. That is the number one objective, and it's one that we drive, and we hit our people pretty hard with that. Everyone is out looking for ways to either grow internally or externally. Secondly, we like to be known as a company that's at the state of the market. If you look at our recent history, you know, when anthrax became an issue, we were right in the middle of it. When brownfields were an issue, we got right in the middle of it. We have the ability to move very, very quickly into new markets. And so our goal is to continue that kind of strive, to look at one or two markets a year. We're now starting to evaluate whether we have a position in the telecom market, for instance. It's not going to be this year. It probably won't be next year. But I think soon after that, if we're successful, and if the numbers prove right, we'll be entering into that market, more into the communications world, using, of course, the skills that we already have. So I think the agility and the growth through agility and market awareness is probably the most important part of our strategic plan right now.
Okay, great. And once again, this is an interview with Dr. Prosiv, President and CEO of Versar, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange alternate ticker symbol VSR, currently trading at $233 a share. And before we conclude, Dr. Prosiv, can you go through some of the key reasons why investors, why VSR represents a good long-term investment opportunity to investors?
The one that's on my mind all the time is that we are tremendously undervalued. If you look at, we're trading at PE ratio of about 8, which, you know, if this happened a couple of years ago, people would be scarfing us up like crazy. I think we've got a lot to add to the future markets. I think the fact that we've proven that we can change, we've proven that we have the agility to move from market to market. I've got a very stable management team that has gone through this transformation and knows how to get into the new market areas and how to grow. And if our growth is where we think it's going to be, I think we're going to really impress the marketplace.
Well, we certainly do look forward to that, as well as continuing to track Versar's progress. And I'd like to thank you for joining us today, Dr. Prosiv.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed the interview. Thank you.
Thank you.